We're hearing a lot about Russia and cybersecurity, but Russia is also quietly preparing to host the Soccer World Cup in 2018, and those preparations are controversial. An international labor group says at least 17 construction workers have died working on Russia's World Cup stadiums, and there are reports of widespread labor violations as well. Levi Bridges has the story from Moscow.
A morning train pulls into Begovaya Station in the Moscow underground, and 31-year-old Eric Shakpovich is headed to work.
Good morning. My name is Eric.
Eric speaks a little English. He earned a law degree in his home country of Kyrgyzstan. But Eric left home to do manual labor in Russia. Even with a college degree, he can earn four times as much working on construction projects in Moscow. Eric leads me out of the metro to the construction site at Luzhniki Stadium where he works. A year from now, Luzhniki will host the opening match of the World Cup. Eric insulated ceilings here at the stadium for 2 months. His boss promised to pay when he finished the gig. But one day, Eric's employer just disappeared.
They said they would pay tomorrow. Then they said it would be next week. And then a month went by and a month and a half, but they still never paid us. The people we worked for just ran away.
Migrants from Central Asia, like Eric, are doing most of the construction work in the 11 Russian World Cup host cities. Eric came to Russia hoping to save enough money to finish building his house, pay his fiancé's family a kolam, that's a traditional dowry in Kyrgyzstan, and throw a nice wedding when he came home. One major problem. Eric's boss never gave him an employment contract. That's illegal in Russia. But Eric says the reasons migrants get tricked by Russian bosses, even for a trained lawyer like himself, are complex.
Kyrgyz, Uzbeks, Tajiks, they're mostly Muslim, and they take a person for their word. So when a boss promises them something, they believe it and do the work. And then at the end of the job, they don't get paid.
Workers at five of Russia's World Cup stadiums have gone on strike over unpaid wages. Other workers said they were forced to work in freezing winter temperatures without adequate protection. And in one case, workers were even arrested and deported from Russia for complaining about the conditions. Jane Buchanan monitors Russia's World Cup construction for Human Rights Watch. She's heard lots of stories like Eric's.
Not paying workers their full wages, or not paying promised wages, or in many cases not paying any wages at all. It's pure exploitation that those kind of practices are tolerated and are the norm.
Many workers at Russia's stadiums said their bosses threatened to fire them for speaking about the working conditions. And workers aren't the only ones who face retaliation. A researcher with Human Rights Watch was arrested and threatened by police for investigating working conditions at a stadium in the Russian city of Volgograd.
The atmosphere of control and intimidation and secrecy was something that we had never encountered before. So there is a real concern for Human Rights Watch what this atmosphere means, what it is that the authorities and those responsible for the World Cup have to hide.
For the first time, FIFA, soccer's governing body, is regularly inspecting labor conditions at World Cup construction sites. And they admit there have been problems. But FIFA hasn't really said what sorts of specific labor violations they've found. I requested an interview. FIFA sent me a brief email response maintaining that working conditions at the Russian stadiums are, quote, paramount.
Ага, все, хорошо, до свидания.
Да, посторонние ехали, и я вас слышу, потом не слышу. Хорошо?
Просто смотрите, вот он как раз сказал про Геннадия Цыганова, да?
Варя Третьяк works with Civic Assistance Committee, a Moscow nonprofit that provides legal aid to migrants. She says this exploitation persists, plain and simply, because many Russians just don't want foreigners here.
People think that immigration, it is something bad for the economy, that migrants take away their job, that maybe migrants can be terrorists.
Varya works to help migrants get paid. Today, she's investigating a construction company that owes a worker from Uzbekistan $2,000.
Yes, in the internet, you can Google.
Varya searches an online database, and she quickly learns this construction company isn't properly registered.
It is illegal to do this in Russia Federation.
Next, Varga uses this information when she calls the worker's boss.
Да, здравствуйте. Это Дмитрий Николаевич Бескровайный.
Варя doesn't pull her punches. She's tough. But the employer says he's never heard of this worker.
Нет, Анарматов Батыр.
Нет, к сожалению.
If this employer won't pay, Варя will find a lawyer to take him to court. But because it's dangerous for people to talk with workers at the World Cup stadiums, most migrants don't even know these resources exist. Eric Shakpovich, the lawyer from Kyrgyzstan, just moved on with things. He went back home to Kyrgyzstan.
У нас есть такая пословица: в гостях хорошо, а дома лучше.
Eric returned home without saving enough money to finish his house. He hadn't even gotten married. The last time we emailed, Eric had decided he was heading back to Russia to work at another construction site. For the world, Levi Bridges, Moscow.